We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Pulling out my can of Busch Light. Got my stocking cap on. I'm ready for bed. This game does not deserve. I don't even want to brush my hair for this shit. I'm not breaking out no liquor. This game, this team right now, it gets the Busch Light. All right? Brass, go ahead and bring me out. I'm going to fuck. Go ahead.
Damn. Already?
Yeah, whatever. What are we drinking? I'm drinking Busch Light.
We can't hear you, Solana.
Me first. Come on.
You first?
I always go last. Come to me first.
Go ahead. Let that motherfucker host the show for all I care. Go ahead.
Since Alf is showing a clear lack of guts in March, I thought you knew better, Alf. You should be ashamed of yourself. Since he's not pulling out the liquor tonight, I figured he needs some new karma, some new vibras, some better vibras. I pulled out the liquor tonight, okay? No hard seltzer tonight. Smoked apple whiskey. Brass, you should be proud of me. Hey, it's March. Trade deadline, 2 days away. Alf, where are your guts? Come on, where are your guts at?
I mean, I'm impressed.
If I could have a Newport hanger from my lip right now, I would.
That would be perfect.
Nice Newport.
Maybe. I'd rather the Heat be winning, though, than to see you actually finally drink some alcohol.
I need a pack of Cools.
Well, if the Heat were winning, I'd be drinking hard seltzers. I'd be celebrating. Heat are losing. I need to pull out the hard liquor.
G, what are you drinking?
I'm intermittent fasting, so Zephyr Hills. Zephyr Hills tonight. I ran out of Fiji water. I wanted to.
Your one appearance on hot, and you
I'm intermittent fasting. That's not true. I was on Sunday. I had the Pisco. I drink hard liquor straight. I'm not having cocktails and shit. I'm drinking hard liquor. I drink tequila straight. I drink Pisco straight. Give me a break. It's a weekday. I'm fast. I'm trying to lose weight.
Fuck your fat. Tiff, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking, though?
Water. I'm not wasting my alcohol on them. Fuck that.
You ain't got no Busch Light?
They not worthy of a fucking Busch Light. Anything that makes a sound when you open it, They not worthy of that.
Man, fuck that. If they're not worthy of a Bush Light.
If you come on here with any motherfucking mantras, no guts, heat culture, all that shit, Salada, I'm going to reach through this damn screen with the fist of fury and snatch your fucking heart out and show it to you while it's beating and then wait for Indiana Jones to take your fucking corpse off into the mountains. Kalima. This is where I, this is where I feel right now. Trade deadline 2 days away.
Holy
shit. It's a good, feeling. It's a good feeling. Embrace it. This is what Heat and Five.
Whoa.
No.
I was vibing.
Brass, you're drinking
water. So I decided tonight to drink to make a cocktail called A Billionaire. And I did this for a reason. Because I looked up Mickey Arison's net worth, and it's $10.1 billion as of February. And so anyone worried about trading players and, oh, we're going to need to overpay. So, it's not your fucking money. This team needs a fucking change. And we have someone that can foot the bill. And this is delicious, by the way.
So, Brass, go ahead and play They Kicked Our Ass. Let's get to that one. Get it in.
They Kicked Our Ass.
Gee, who kicked our ass tonight?
I want to say, man, we have so many choices. It's DeAndre Ayton. I mean, he made them – the Heat's bad offense made him look like Rudy Gobert. That shit pissed me off. That guy sucks. That guy's not that good. That guy's an awful defender. And the Heat made him look like fucking Rudy Gobert and at times Hakeem, you know, with the little jump hooks.
Tiffany, who kicked her ass tonight?
Cameron Payne.
Fuck him.
I didn't know he was still in the league.
You mean Steph Curry's dance partner?
You mean Russell Westbrook's dance partner.
What are them motherfuckers?
Yes.
Who kicked our ass tonight?
Pat Riley for not making any fucking trades.
Soon.
Solano. Who kicked our ass tonight?
Don't James you Jones. Fucking do it.
James Jones. No, James Jones put together a nice roster. That Suns team is good. They're fun. James Jones. JJ. JJ Alf. Mm. Labor.
Well, I mean...
That, what I say about those mantras? He, I don't want to hear heat life. I said I don't want to hear.
So he's not.
So you're saying signing an old point guard like Chris Paul with a big contract didn't completely torpedo the rest of their future and kill all their young players like Devin Booker?
Looks like it helped Booker. That's what it looked like to me.
An experienced point guard. You know what's funny to me? Who kicked our ass? We kicked our own ass. We can't score. But what's funny to me is everyone's like, the bubble wasn't a fluke. The bubble wasn't a fluke. You sat there with a 34, 35-year-old point guard in Goran Dragic with an injury history who had 3 months of rest, led your team in scoring in the playoffs. Basically carried you offensively throughout the playoffs last year, got you to the finals, got hurt, and he's one of the main reasons you really didn't stand a chance against the Lakers, even though you took them to 6 games. But now, when you're saying, let's get another experienced point guard to lead this team, everyone's like, are you crazy? We need youth. Youth ain't get you to the finals last year. It was Goran Dragic's old beat-up ass that got you to the finals last year. Alongside Jimmy Butler, Bam, and Tyler had some good games alongside an experienced point guard. But Now that Heat fans are saying, let's go out and get an experienced point guard, everybody's like, no, you can't mortgage the future. What about potential? Potential, once again, almost didn't score 100 points in an NBA game in 2021 tonight. If it wasn't for a Gabe Vincent last second three, they wouldn't have scored 100 points. Gee, what is broken with this offense? And I don't want to hear it's just that they can't make shots. I mean, they have wide open shots they're missing. There's no flow, no rhythm, no movement to the offense. Is it because they don't have a floor general, or is there something else that you're seeing?
they can't get to the rim. Jimmy is the only guy that gets to the rim. And I and if Jimmy gets to the rim, I don't think Jimmy's a consistent pull-up shooter. He gets on the rhythm. Saw in that third quarter, kind of got into a groove. But they just don't have a guy that can pressure the rim. And when you don't have a guy, like the most important thing in basketball is just, like, I think that people think that shooting is the most important thing in basketball. No, it's getting into the rim. It's getting easy shots. It's getting into the cup. And by getting into the rim, you get free throws, and it helps you set your defense. It's good. Getting to the rim is the most important thing. And Jimmy's legit the only guy that can do that. Goran did not play today, and you saw, like, they just don't have another guy that can do it. And then when Bam and Jimmy run pick and roll, you have Ayton that sits really, really far back because there's no other threat on the floor because the shooters aren't hitting, and they have one guy that gets to the rim. So they can't flip the play around to something else. They have one action that they trust, and that's it. And that's, I mean, literally, like, you can stem every problem from their offense of they have 1.5 players, Jimmy and then Goran on some nights, that can pressure the rim because Tyler doesn't do that. Tyler has, like, these cute little fancy finishes, but he's just not a guy that can consistently pressure and get to the rim. Duncan's obviously not that guy. Gabe Vincent's just not that guy. Kendrick Nunn is a pull-up artist. He's not a guy that attacks the rim. He can get his buckets, and he could score in bunches if he gets hot, but, like, he doesn't pressure the rim. That's their issue. Their offense sucks because they don't have anybody that can get them the most important shot. So what they do is they take a lot of out-of-rhythm threes, and last year it was different because they had – Goran was a little healthier, had a little more zip, and that changes things. And when he's not at that level, their offense looks like crap. And on top of that, you know, Duncan's not having a Klay Thompson level shooting season, and everyone's shooting has just declined. And I think that's partly related to the fact that you're not getting to the rim as much, and partly related just like they were just shooting out of their minds all of last season, not just the bubble. In the regular season, they had 7th
thought. And what I will say is at the beginning of last season, you had Justice a little bit of the, you know, for some of it, but really, and people get mad at me when I say this, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors to that offense throughout the first half of last season. They were fooling guys with that dribble handoff. Nobody knew what to do with Duncan Robinson. Tyler Hero came out of nowhere. Kendrick Nunn, who is this guy? How do we guard him? You guys saw right before the break when Rudy Gobert coughed on the microphones, they were in a steep decline.
Yeah.
Like, they were getting figured out because Goran was hurt. Goran,
no, it wasn't the offense, though. It was the defense that were just getting boat raced.
But either way, they were in a decline going into that. Yeah,
they were still tired. They were tired.
And they were starting to get figured out. They get a three-month break, and what happens? Goran comes back, and he's a world beater again because he had rested legs. Tiff, that ain't happening this year. So my question to you is, there's so many people telling me, oh, you don't, you know, you don't trade Hero for this. You don't trade Duncan for that, not for a rental. So is the alternative to just, you know, stand pat the season, which to me is punting on a season? You're basically tanking a season that you don't have a draft pick. Or is there some way somehow for people on this roster to turn this thing around?
I mean, everything finds its way back to wherever it's supposed to be. That's just the reality of it. Yeah, they shot out of their minds last year, and good for them. But the reality is, for the most part, this is who they are. Part of me says maybe Duncan isn't hitting as many shots because he's more active on the defensive end this year, which means it takes away from his ability to use his legs to get into a shot, right? All right. So now I got a guy who can halfway play defense, but who can't shoot at all, right? Tyler didn't put on that extra 10 pounds like he needed to. So now I got somebody who Devin Booker is putting in the post and giving that work to, which is, you letting Booker put you in the post? That's a problem. Every person on this fan base that keeps saying, you can't trade this, you can't do that, blah, 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 then you want to trust the process.
Yeah. You want,
right?
You want,
but wait. But you want to trust the process, right? Mm-hmm. But didn't we all complain when other people were trusting the process? Oh, they losing. Well, essentially, this is where you're going to end up. Because if you trust the process and you stay pat, Goran's done. He's done. If this is where, if you're staying pat, he's done. Jimmy's going to be pretty much done. You don't know what you have in Tyler. You still don't know. He showed you flashes, but you still don't know. Stop shaking your head, Solana. You don't know. Hero doesn't know who he is. We damn sure don't know. We already know what Duncan is. So guess what? If you're going forward with this And you're saying Bam is your number one, which means he's going to be your leading scorer, your leading rebounder, your leading assist maker, your leading steals maker, and your leading defensive player. Trust the process.
Go ahead, Solana. You feel like you're about to explode.
It's not that I'm about to explode. I understand what Tiffany's saying. I understand truly the frustration. I'm going to try to be serious here and not give you a bid and be contrarian. I understand, okay? Doesn't look pretty. This team clearly needs a shakeup. They need to, I saw somebody tweet out like an injection of life, right? A roster shakeup, bring in some new life. I'm here for that, okay? But you can't compare. You truly can't compare, and I think Tiff is way off. Compare the trust the process Sixers, which is what I think you're alluding to a team that is a game out of the four seed, just fresh. Maybe not
everyone
fresh.
Is out of the fourth seed.
Yeah, but there's
you can't
but
get you can't, separation.
But you can't compare the Sixers who were literally losing on purpose, tanking on purpose. That's what the process was for half a decade to a team that just made the finals with this core group and is half a game out of the four seed. That's not to say
12 teams are half a game out of the four seed.
I'm not advocating against the trade.
Losing begets losing. Doesn't matter how. Doesn't matter why.
I let you finish your point. I let you.
You didn't let me finish anything.
This team. No. I'm just saying. I let you finish what you were going to say. I didn't interrupt you. And you can't compare trusting the process to what this Heat team. They're going through a rough patch. They need a shakeup. I'm not advocating against a trade. I'm not advocating against a trade, but you can't just say this team's garbage, trade everybody, that's it, they're tanking. Like, what are we talking about? They're tanking.
No.
Nobody said that. Nobody said that. See, you're expounding on what you think is being said. That's not what we said.
Okay,
you're saying trusting the process, and you're comparing
because if it doesn't matter how you lose, if you want to stand pat and not make any deals, this is what you're going to get.
But it's not that they don't want to make deals. You think Pat Riley's looking at this? You think the front office is looking at this and saying, "Oh, we like this. Oh, this team has regressed. We're okay with that."
I will say this,
but they're not. They're not going to mortgage. They're not. They're not going to take guys that, one, they like. They like Tyler. They like Duncan. It doesn't mean that they think that Tyler and Duncan are going to get them to an NBA Finals. It just means that these guys have been brought up through their system. They like them. They were able to get the most out of them last year, and they're not comfortable with just giving them up just to give them up because they're in a rough spot right now.
Okay, but here's my thing, Solana. And I understand everything you're saying, right? You brought these guys up. You've nurtured them, and they're your guys, right?
But that doesn't mean that they don't want to trade them. It just means that they're not just going to do it just to do it.
And I'm not listen right now. I'm more talking about the Heat fan base than the Heat organization because we still don't know what the Heat organization is going to do by Thursday, right? But I am talking more to Heat fans who are saying, who are so against trading Tyler or trading Duncan or, calling Kendrick Nunn, the next Victor Oladipo. Like, I'm talking to those guys who hold on to their own guys and put so much more value. Like, I keep hearing people say, you can't trade Tyler Hero unless it's for a superstar. You guys are overvaluing Tyler Hero. But nobody is going to give you Bradley Beal for fucking Tyler Hero. You have no draft picks. You have no draft capital. No one's going to say, give me Bradley Beal, Kelly Olynyk, and Kendrick Nunn. Tyler Hero, Kelly Olynyk, and Kendrick Nunn, and we're going to hand you Bradley Beal. Like, it's not fucking happening. Have to understand that the kind of guy you're going to get for Tyler Hero is Kyle Lowry, is Norm Powell, is Victor Oladipo, maybe a Harrison Barnes. Shout out to Gianni. Like, stop overvaluing Tyler Hero, right? He can't play defense worth his fucking life, right? He's shooting less than 30% from three on the season, I believe. He's 3 for his last 23 from three. He's scrawny. He's skinny. He cannot take contact at the rim. He doesn't get to the free throw line. Like, what are we overvaluing with this guy? Like, honestly, I hope he reaches his potential that everyone fucking thinks he has. But Jimmy Butler can't play with potential. Jimmy Butler's having an MVP season. And I'm talking to Heat fans, not the front office. I feel like the front office knows and sees what's going on. Heat fans, Jimmy Butler playing with potential it got you back to fucking 500 and got you a streak where you did, yes, Chris Cody, they won 11 out of the last 15 games or whatever. But at the same time, they were beating bad teams by 5 points, scoring under 100 points. I mean, Brass, tell me where I'm wrong.
No, this team is in a very different situation now than they were. I think we'd have a different outlook if it were 2017. There and like that youth movement, the Justice, the Josh, the Bam, you know, like growing those guys up. And we had more patience then. Now we are on the clock. We're officially on the clock. We did far better than expected last year, but time is ticking. Jimmy is ticking. Goran is obviously he's talked, but you know, we are, and I love Goran, but I'm saying, I love Goran. But I want to fucking save him for when we can have
I would love to have Kyle Lowry or Victor Oladipo and like Goran sit down for the next 2 months. Like just go and don't even come to the games. Like just sit by your pool with your family. Like I would love for them to have guys that they don't need. Like people keep saying, oh, you know, their offense isn't good without Goran. That's a fucking problem. Like, if that is your key to being a good offense, your whole situation is fucked. And Solana, I'm on the same page as you. I think you agree with me that the front office sees
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Let's not act like this is okay. Like, or no. like Tyler's potential is worth its weight in gold.
I'm with you, okay? We overvalue Tyler Hero for many different reasons. Like, I'm with you, and I'm probably guilty of that as well. To a certain extent, but your message to the fan base, right? Where we can't hold on to these guys because these guys were overvaluing them. And let's be honest, what they're going to get you isn't Bradley Beal. Any person who has followed the Miami Heat, at least since I've been following the Miami Heat, right? Since the early 2000s, if that's your mentality, then you don't understand Pat Riley. You don't understand what this organization is truly about, which is making a move that's going to put you in a position to win a championship every time. They're always going to do that.
Solana.
But
Solana, a lot of people, they keep thinking we're getting Bill, we're Hero.
Okay. And let me explain to you why they think that. It's because you saw a situation and Brass just alluded to it. It was a different situation. Fuck, I'm turning into Crotty. But it's true. You saw a situation, and the NBA was in a different time, but you saw a situation where the Heat turned Jay Rich into Jimmy Butler. You turned somebody who probably was overvalued a bit into the guy who took you to the finals and played at a top five level. So people saw that. People entertained that and said, oh, the Heat can just do it again. And
people were bitching about that too, if you recall.
They were.
And Josh Richardson, when he was traded. But Gianni or anybody, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but Josh Richardson, when he was traded, was a better player than Tyler Hero is. Because yes. he scored more points per game than Tyler Hero. Yes. He could defense. Score at three levels.
I like
a thousand defense. Times better defender.
I like Josh Richardson. I love Jay Rich. I would take Jay Rich back in a second. I love Jay Rich more than I like Tyler Hero. I'm not comparing the two games. I'm comparing the trades that happen where
Jimmy Butler was forcing his way here. Bradley Beal doesn't want to leave. This is the problem. Like we keep doing this thing. I keep waiting and like that's and you said if you, as a fan of Pat Riley, I know one thing I do know about Pat Riley. He ain't sitting on his hands waiting for somebody to want to come to him. He is gonna go do what he has to do to make the team better. And he doesn't
want to come here. He'll be here.
He would have already been here.
Yeah.
We've been saying we're getting Beal for years now, literal years.
Like, honestly,
you can trade picks 10 years in advance. I mean, if it really comes to it, and he'd have
he would
have
already been here. He's comfortable.
Like,
no, but like
they have eyes on guys who want to be here. And that's Victor Oladipo, Kyle Lowry. Like, they have the guys who want to be here.
The fat boy in San Antonio.
LaMarcus Aldridge. Like, Goran Dragic wanted to be here, and they made it happen. This is the second. This is what's happening right now. You have guys that want to be here. You make it happen. And listen, I would hope it doesn't take Tyler Hero. But if it does, like, if somehow you can get like Lowry and Oladipo and have to give up Nunn, Duncan, and Hero, and plus a bunch of salary, you can do that.
But they're not. Like, okay, maybe. Yes, okay, maybe. Between us talking and we're thinking about this season, yes, for sure, you do that shit. The Miami Heat, like, I saw, Alf, I don't remember exactly what it was, but you tweeted out, like, a trade situation. The Heat, get this through your head. And if I'm wrong, play this clip back the rest of the fucking season. I won't come back on hot. Cancel fucking Solana. A Solana situation. Like, I'm all in. The Miami Heat are not going to trade Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Kelly Olynyk, Andre Iguodala. Like, get it out of your head. All Heat fans, get that shit out of your head. They're not going to do that. And Alf, to respond to what you said about Jimmy Butler playing for potential and how we're ruining Jimmy Butler's chance right now. He's only getting older. Bro, Jimmy Butler clearly has a say, in my opinion. I don't have any inside info, but clearly has a say in what's happening. I'm sure Pat Riley in the front office are, at the very least, consulting him in the slightest way. You're going to tell me Jimmy Butler doesn't have some sort of attachment to Tyler Hero, doesn't have some sort of attachment to Duncan Robinson? That's not to say he's going to, you know, be pissed if they trade them, but he likes these guys. He sees the potential in Tyler Hero. Okay, you don't, but Jimmy Butler does.
I like you. You already kicked off my show.
That's fine.
We saw Pat Riley. We saw Pat Riley with a shitty, surrounded by a shitty team, and they were all wearing fucking bunny ears. Like, he got way too attached to that team, and then he gave a bunch of terrible contracts. I don't like sentimental Riley.
Yes, I hate sentimental.
I am not a fucking fan of that.
The one time he should have been sentimental, he wasn't. And he led Dwayne go to Chicago.
I don't think we have a sentimental Riley. My point is, you can't just say fuck Tyler Hero, fuck Duncan Robinson.
I'm not saying fuck any of them people.
No, you can't say it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I'm just saying. Stop arguing with me on the timeline and on Twitter and everywhere I go that you can't trade potential for established veterans and guys that can help you win now. Here's where I differ from a lot of people. Like, I think G agrees with me. Actually, I think Brass agrees with me. Tiff, I don't know if you're there with me. I think Lowry, Butler, and Bam is Eastern Conference Finals at least. Absolutely at least. Like, surround them with what you have to surround them, because
I like it. You just need to slide in. You got to slide in a big somewhere. I like it.
It's the fat boy. The fat boy comes and we're good.
You got Trevor, LaMarcus. I don't know if they can swing something for JaVale.
I'm liking Trevor, by the way.
Oh, by the way. So, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Al. I've seen a lot of versions of this trade with JaVale McGee. Like, so anything, they're going to need a 13 because I actually do. The only thing I agree with Alex is that they're not going to send, like, I think they're going to do everything that they can so they don't have to send both Olynyk and Andre. So for Lowry, the magic number is $24 million, that they have to get to 80% of that salary. So by sending Olynyk and Andre, you get like $27 million. It's a little more than they need. But I think they're going to look at every avenue they can to not have to give up both, because you need one for a rotation player. So what you do is you get Cleveland in, and that's why I've talked to people that have said, you know, Cleveland is trying to get involved in this to get maybe snagged second and get off some money. And by Andre Drummond's expiring $30 million contract, what you do for Toronto, they take in more salary than they're sending out. They get an even cleaner cap sheet. They get whatever player that Miami gives them, whether it's Duncan or Precious or whoever the fuck they want. And Cleveland gets their little second-round picks, and then Miami gets what they want. And they also get JaVale McGee because Cleveland just wants it off of him. He has no purpose. They have Jared Allen. They have a big rotation set. So any move, they get, you know, they get their JaVale McGee as backup center. They can give Olynyk and Precious. They can keep Iguodala. They can get Kyle Lowry in here, and then they get the fat boy from San Antonio to play back of four or five.
Why are you so hard on LaMarcus Aldridge?
I hate him. He's a fat. He has a shitty attitude. I'm sick of him, but whatever. He's going to shoot jump shots. He's going to post people up when they switch, whatever. And he's fat, and he has a bad attitude, and I don't like him, but whatever. It's going to be good. That team is good. This team, they're clearly, like, Jimmy's good.
We're going to need to unpack that later, G.
And Doran's good.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, I didn't know why you hate LaMarcus Aldridge so bad.
That guy. They have good players. They legit have good players. They have a really good fucking coach. But you have a bunch of guys that are A, dispirited, and B, can't hit a fucking shot in the ocean. And Kyle gives you a dynamic of a dude that'll get you to the fucking rim. A guy that will, you could play inside out. The Heat play like outside in, and they do that dumbass revolving door of dribble handoffs. They don't need to do that anymore. Because when they get a guy like Lowry, who can actually come off the handoff and is a threat to fucking take it to the rim, and when you have Fat Boy flaring out for a three, like, it works. The offense works. Like, it'll work. And, like, I don't know. People are, like, on Twitter, like, are they really a contender to get Kyle? I was like, yes, motherfucker, what are you watching?
Stop fat shaming people, G.
I'm fat.
You're talking about, like, Kyle Lowry being the savior, yet you're calling someone else fat. It's, like, incredible.
Why do people think Kyle Lowry is so, like, washed up and over the hill? Like, where did that come from?
Because they probably don't even watch. They probably haven't watched him play all year.
I mean, watch him play against us. No, he'd be beating
it's
our
DeMar's
head.
Fault. It's the other motherfucker over there. It's DeMar's
but he
fault.
Just won a
I'm telling you. They ruined DeMar ruined his reputation because Kyle's always been a good playoff performer. DeMar's the one that's been total fucking dog shit. Like dog shit. Like,
and watch he end up on this team on Friday. And you're gonna have to fucking
you know how
eat
Tyler
these
looked
words.
In the finals?
Well, I want
like,
to ask.
Him,
I want to ask.
Let's get a reunion. Can we get a reunion for the two of them?
Oh, fuck it.
Win a title.
Bring
everybody. Kyle will love
as long
it,
as Bam
fuck.
And Jimmy are on this team after Thursday, I'm gonna fuck. I just want to watch something different. I want to watch 2021 basketball. Like, I want to watch more than 97 points a game. Solana, let me ask you, because you seem to be against the Lowry deal if it costs you Hero. Are you against it if it costs you Hero?
No. I'm not. I don't mind trading Tyler Hero if that's what the front office thinks is good. I would prefer to trade Duncan Robinson because I think Duncan Robinson.
I think they would too.
Is going to end up getting paid. Tyler Hero's under contract for a couple more years at a low price. So I think that's what the front office is thinking. I think they want to keep both of them. I don't think they want to part ways with either of those guys.
They better give up one of them.
Well, they have to. How are you going to get anything if you don't give up somebody?
Well, I mean, they're playing the waiting game. I think.
No, I know, but I'm saying at the end of the day, if you want somebody,
well, you can't keep on giving away shit and expecting a star player.
You have to give.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Away with someone with potential. That's how trades work.
I agree.
Why they want to give people away.
I agree, but maybe the Miami Heat feels that if they wait until an hour before the trade deadline, the Raptors will get desperate. I mean, what else are they doing?
I actually agree with Solana.
They got to play hardball, but at the end of the day, if I want Lowry, I'm not going to be like, okay, you can have none and G.
I guess.
That's that motherfucker.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
My question to all you guys is this. If it comes down to the Raptors will make the trade. The principals here are Lowry and Duncan or Lowry and Hero.
Okay.
If the Heat are right now saying Lowry and Duncan, and the Raptors are saying no, Lowry for Hero. All the salary cap filler and all that other shit, I don't give a fuck about it. None of it.
I don't think.
If it comes down to Hero, are you making the trade? If it's like Solana said, 15 minutes for a trade deadline, are you making that trade?
Hero and Duncan?
No, one or the other. If it's Hero instead
of. I'd do it. If I keep Duncan, I'd do it, like, for sure.
Okay, 15 minutes.
Wait, I got one question, though.
Go ahead.
Because Hero's on his rookie deal. Do I have enough money to re-sign Duncan and Lowry?
Yes.
It gets complicated, but you
do can. I have enough money? Yes or no, G?
Kind of.
Yes, you do. You do.
Yes.
Okay. So, if I have enough money, then I'm keeping Duncan.
If you had the choice, you would keep Duncan over
Hero. Yep.
Interesting. Brass. 15 minutes left in the trade deadline. It's
character development by Tiff.
I like it.
That me too.
Yeah, I mean, man, fuck. I really like what this team would look like in the playoffs with Duncan over Hero, I think. But I can see the argument. I mean, the money. I don't want to be paying Duncan a lot of fucking money next year. I mean, honestly, I know people are saying he's shooting okay, but I'm not impressed, frankly.
He's at 40% from three today.
60% terrible. and I don't know. Like he's going to demand a lot of money, and I'm not really wild about that. So
I like Shmita Shmolnik.
What'd he say?
You just had the billionaire drink.
No. I get it. I know.
But there is a cap. It's a salary cap. Sport. Right.
No, that's all right. It is a salary cap situation.
Well, no. Let me ask Solana first.
What about Alex? Yeah.
Yeah, Solana. 15 minutes. See, now the funny thing is, I thought this was not even going to be like. I think there's some people who would rather even trade Hero before they trade Duncan anyway. But Solana, 15 minutes left. It's Hero or nothing.
It's just Hero straight up. For Kyle
and filler, of course.
Yeah. I would do it. I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
I don't think that he will do it. But I personally, I'm not opposed to it. But I'd prefer to trade Duncan rather than Tyler Hero. I personally would. I don't see Duncan Robinson. If you're gonna re-sign Kyle Lowry, if that's the plan, right? Because we know that's what Kyle Lowry wants. If you're gonna re-sign Kyle Lowry next season. I don't see a situation where you're re-signing Kyle Lowry and you're re-signing Duncan Robinson, and then you're still able to go out and get another piece, or you're still able to go out and maybe hopefully try to land another whale. I don't see the situation, and I'm not a cap expert. I could be wrong. You guys could tell me otherwise, but I don't see
that
situation.
They don't have the cap room to land a whale anyway.
Like, yeah, they don't have it.
Like one thing, and honestly, go ahead, G, because you know more about the cap than me, but what I will say, the cap space right now is overrated. Because if they keep everybody they have and don't make any trades and don't extend to Kyle Lowry, they have no they have the cap space to bring in a Victor Oladipo. And like, so now you ask yourself, do you just say fuck the season and bring a Victor Oladipo, or do you say Or do you think Lowry is Lowry is better than Oladipo? I personally think Lowry is better than Oladipo.
I like the fit. I like the fit better. Yeah.
And one thing I will say about Duncan when it comes to Hero and Duncan, like, I feel like Duncan playing with Kyle is a better fit than Hero playing with Kyle. Yes.
Yeah. That was
See, that's what I think. Yeah. That's what,
like,
I think.
I just feel like Kyle can break down a defense and get it to Duncan.
Easier shots.
Instead of just like Duncan having to run 14 miles of possession to get a shot off, I feel like, and I also feel like Duncan is a better defender. And just by virtue of being bigger, I also think he tries harder. Sometimes Tyler is like, when I used to coach, that little motherfucker that'd be too cool for school. And I'd be like, if you don't get your sorry ass on the bench, like, if you don't hustle, anyway, let me stop, because everyone's going to call me a Hero hater, and then the Hero Abbeys are going to come after me.
Oh, boy.
I feel like you had some cap machinations that you wanted to talk about.
They can get to a place where they have, like, about $18 million in cap space in the summer, which is without cap holds, because I think Goran will play ball. I think Goran will play ball. I think the point of giving him the contract was to play ball. So if we take Goran, out of the situation, they reportedly Kyle wants like a two for 50 or something. So you give him 25. So with Kyle's deal, you know, if you trade for him, you'd obviously re-sign him with his bird rights into your cap space. So now you're operating as an over the cap team, which means that you can only re-sign your guys and use your mid-level exception and biannual exception, which
boring.
No, okay. I'm just explaining like how they can. So you can sign Kyle, be a little bit over the cap space, re-sign Duncan, especially if he's willing to give a little money back because he wasn't like the great shooter he was last year, and you could still have some wiggle room to use your mid-level exception. So they can still keep all those guys. It just gets really, really tight. But they can do it. And by using the mid-level exception, they get hard capped, which makes it a little more complicated. So they can't just be huge fucking spenders and go deep into the luxury tax. But that's kind of the situation if they trade for Lowry and they keep Duncan. I don't think they keep Duncan, though. I think what ends up happening, it's Hero and Precious, and they remove the protection on the Thunder pick, and they send the 2025 pick. And I think that the deal gets centered around those three guys, and they get – and I do think Cleveland gets involved, and they can keep Iguodala. That's how I see this happening.
I got a question for everybody before we go back. I do want to get into some more of the Miami Heat movie, because that's something that's fun, and the rest of the stuff is just depressing and very angry. Are we overreacting? Because that's what I get a lot on the timeline.
Of course.
Okay. Why?
For sure.
Is this offense that you saw tonight any better than any worse than it was during the streak?
No, I mean, it's what I've been saying. This team is not the team we saw in the bubble. This team can be better with a move. They should get better with the move. The Heat should actively be trying to make a move. But let's be real. A week and a half ago, we weren't overreacting this way. We weren't.
Yes, I was.
You guys were calling for moves to be made because there's obviously flaws in this roster.
And I said the offense was trash. I've been saying this since December.
There's no doubt that we're overreacting, because if the Miami Heat, if we truly believe in everything that we preach about the culture and about Eric Spoelstra being the best head coach, and if we truly preach about if
I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it with the culture. We've been saying this the entire time. Like,
I love culture too. But
so do I.
Doing these shows after every game has sort of opened my eyes to it a little bit, and it's exhausting.
Hold on. But I'm being serious. Eric Spoelstra reinvented the offense in 2016 when Chris Bosh went down. Totally reinvented the offense. Who's to say with a larger sample size he's not able to do at least a half of what he was able to do there and get the most out of these guys?
Are you waiting for Jimmy to go down and then he reinvents a fucking offense? Like,
no. You're just counting out. You're just counting out this roster and saying that's it. They're done. They're trash. This offense can't get better. Tyler can't get better.
This is like, a truncated season. They have a day off between games.
Right.
When are they instituting a new offense?
Well, they've changed a lot of their offense. It's
gone nowhere because they don't have the guys.
Yeah, no, they don't have the guys. But Derek Reed said their offense sucked tonight.
And then,
you bring in Kyle Lowry, or Victor Oladipo or Lonzo Ball, you can change the offense. You can't change the offense with the personnel they have now because I don't care how many sticks of dynamite you put up Gabe Vincent's ass. He ain't turning into a point guard. He is who he is. Like KZ Akpala ain't turning into Chris Bosh. Like it's just not happening. Like these guys, the talent they have available to them is not going to turn into anything. I don't care what Spo does.
And it's laughable. It's laughable. You're saying, oh, we can't do these culture shows after every single game. We can't do these. You guys, since before the season even started, every single show has been what move do the Heat need to make? What move do the Heat need to make?
Yeah, because it sucks since December.
Okay. Every single show has been the same thing. So sorry if I actually believe that, yeah, the culture might actually effing work. And yes, this team probably isn't going to get back to the finals. Does that mean that's it? This season sucks. This team sucks. Trade everybody. Blow it up. I'm sorry. I don't think that way. I don't, because you know what? I stuck by this team 4 to 5 years, 2 playoff appearances only. And guess what? They were able somehow, some way to claw and grind, get back into the finals. So, okay, if this year they don't get back to the finals, it's not fucking doomsday. They'll figure it out because I believe in this front office.
Fucking show every night. They better do something, goddammit. I'm gonna fucking sit here watching 97-point games every fucking night.
I can't believe that Kyle Lowry has everyone fighting. This is my dream.
This is fun. This is fun. I'm having fun.
Because
Solana loved this shit. He lived for this. And then we're not going to see him until next week.
Exactly.
Solana, this team finally turned you to drink, man.
Let's not act like I'm hiding behind my bed. I do 4 hours of content a day as well. So,
Cody's standing up and clapping for you.
Look at you big radio people.
Which Cody is this?
Greg's son.
He sounds like Greg's kid tonight. I bet you Cody didn't even watch the fucking game.
Just tapping.
I gotta watch this shit every fucking night. You goddamn sure I'm fucking tired of this crap. If I was still on Five Reasons and had to go to the arena for this shit, I'd have quit fucking 4 weeks ago. Even during the win streak, I'd have been like, I'm not watching this crap.
It's so bad, I haven't had a drink.
Imagine Spo every day, like going into the fucking meeting.
Oh, somebody was talking about like
from Alex.
Spo went like 8 minutes in the fourth quarter and didn't get out of his seat.
Oh, he quit. He's supposed to
go ahead with this trash ass basketball.
Dog, you talk about like fun stuff, like often like funhouse offense. Like they've done so much more funhouse shit since like the offense has been. Dog, they've tried everything. It's so funny. The shit that the actions they run. I was like, damn, really? Like we're doing this? Like they have no choice.
I bet Spo didn't even put Struce in. I bet Struce put himself in. nobody paid attention.
He just waved.
Struce like, can I go in? And Spo's like, I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. Spo was like me. Spo had his stocking cap on and was drinking a Busch Light on that fucking bench. Spo was like, what was going? He's like, UD, go play point.
Oh, he ain't here?
Video. He's like, heroes, villains, I don't fucking care anymore.
go ahead. Let's run down our Heat movie cast so far. And what you have two more tonight?
We have two new ones and one replacement.
Okay, I like it. Let's go.
So, all right, we'll run through what we got so far real quick here. Pacino is Riley. We got Jonah Hill as Andy Ellisberg. Brian Cox as billionaire Mickey Arison. Sam Jackson as UD.
Get these motherfuckers off my team.
I'm tired of these motherfucking scrubs on my motherfucking team.
American History X Ed Norton for Myers Leonard. Tom Holland as the soon-to-be-traded Tyler Hero.
I don't feel so good.
DJ Qualls as Chris Quinn.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
We have the deceased. Oh my god! What the fuck is his name? I forgot Dennis his fucking name. Dennis Farina. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Dennis Farina as Dennis Fiorentino. No, I know. I was mixing them. I was combining them out. Stanley Tucci is Eric Reed.
That one's so good.
Yeah, that's so good.
Kenan Thompson. As
this legit
Jack.
Looks like an SNL skit.
It does.
Oh, he would crush that. He would kill. So, and this one I did. This one I did last time. This was Kirk Cameron as Crotty. Which I thought was pretty good, but honestly, this motherfucker says situation so much. I just made him the situation.
What's better? The guy needs work. You got to pay them taxes.
And so Alf had this idea. I thought this was a very good one. So obviously we're Heatbeat, so Justice Winslow is going to be in the movie. So we have Taye Diggs as Justice Winslow.
Can you even tell the difference?
You can't really tell the difference.
You really can't.
It is spot on, man.
And Alex and I laugh.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this, nope. The Sonoma. Sonoma. And this last one is fantastic. This our friend Isaac came up with this one as Michael Beasley, Snoop Dogg.
Oh. I mean...
I like it.
I mean, he probably high.
He got all
exactly.
He could bring his own props.
Exactly. So that's what we got. Again, send us your casting suggestions. Hashtag Miami Heat movie. So
somebody asked, "Where's the Photoshop for that Justice Winslow pick?" Put that back up, because my Taye Diggs at Justice Winslow was so spot on. Like, come the fuck on, dude. Yes, you can laugh at that, G. You're not racist.
What, you guys want to see? You guys want to see the original one? Is that what you're? The original picture?
Yeah. Go
to,
ahead.
To compare it. All right. Yeah. Let me pull this up.
I mean,
so who's gonna play Lowry?
You should thread this, man. This is really funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank
when
you.
We're all done. We'll probably thread it. Well, we can start now.
We need to.
There's a couple that are set already.
We need Black cast. China. Black China would play Lowry.
Oh damn.
What, no?
Oh, shit.
Tip, okay, here we go. Tip, that's not okay.
Okay, so this is Taye Diggs. This is Taye Diggs. This is Justice Winslow.
Oh, my God. It's uncanny.
It is. Oh, my God.
I was on point.
That's on point.
That is.
The smile and everything. It is on point.
Just...
Oh, I got a good Chalmers one too. I think you guys are gonna like it. We're saving that for tomorrow. We're gonna have Alex Dono and Tito
Thursday.
That's Thursday.
Oh, is that there? What's tomorrow? I don't even know.
Thursday is Dame time.
Oh my God, we need to do over under how many points that motherfucker's gonna score. You that's a 60 burger easily.
He's shooting like 55% in clutch situations, which is absurd because everyone shoots like 20% in clutch situations. I heard that stat today.
Yeah, like Kobe, I think Kobe for his career was like 19%
in clutch situations. Yeah, on the season, Lillard has like 128 points on 55% field goal, which is leads the league. He's damn. Crazy. I love that dude.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Oh, let me guess, G, you want him too?
I mean, he's not coming, but he's like...
I mean, I wouldn't...
Like he's like one of my favorite players to watch. Like he's a
You gotta save Tyler for him.
Listen, you don't tell me that you don't want.
Nope.
I mean, Dame is culture West. Like Dame is culture West. Like if you bring this Nebby,
kick him. Oh, he mentioned culture. Kick him.
Brass, that's a good one. I'm not. I'm a whole.
Yeah, I already told G. G already know.
Listen, I want Lowry. I'm ready to trade all these mediocre white players, the white mediocrity. I'm ready to send them out. For Kyle Lowry, a true Hall of Fame player.
Damn it, champion. G. You hate the skin you're in.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.